Welcome to another edition of Public Perspectives. Our guest now in the studio is a local musician. It's Mr. Tim Allen, and a welcome to you, sir.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Thanks for coming in. Tell everybody a little bit about yourself, who you are, where you're from.
I'm originally from Northeast Ohio. I moved out here to Mexico about 10 years ago, and been playing music for 4 or 5 years now.
Nice.
So I play out around all the time.
And were you interested in music whenever you were growing up?
Yeah, definitely. Grew up singing in church and got into the late teens and early 20s, and I was way more interested in music than I was in school. We'll put it that way.
Things are kind of taking off for you, as I understand it. You've recently released a pretty special EP. Kind of go into a little bit about the background about how this came about, if you would.
Well, playing music was always kind of a hobby over the last few years. And I had an idea back 2 years ago. My dad was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. And he battled it for 22 months, and he passed away last December of 2017. And I wanted to get this CD made to give to him as a birthday present or a Christmas present. And I got a hold of one of my friends down in Springfield, a fellow by the name of Cole Porter, who is in the band Porter Union. It's him and his wife. They were just on USA Network's Real Country show. So Cole was a huge help. Tried to get it done, and it just didn't happen in time. And it wasn't anything that was going to be released to the public. And then we decided, I wrote a song called Who Am I to Say? And after I wrote that song and I played it live, the reaction I was getting from people, I sent a video of it to Cole of me performing it. And he said, yeah, we need to continue with this project. So we did it. We have some amazing musicians on it. A lot of them are in his band. And we got some background singers out of Nashville on that particular song. A fellow by the name of Drew Herrickel, he plays keyboards for Cody Jinks. And he is on that particular song. Scotty Sanders out of Nashville, who's played with everybody in the studio. He plays dobro on that song. So that particular song is the whole reason for the CD. But it's called Lifetime on the Road, and you can get it anywhere. You can get it, find links on my Facebook. It's on iTunes, Spotify, all that.
Lifetime on the Road. Have you spent a lot of time on the road?
Absolutely. Probably for the last 20 years, that seems to be what my job has been. And being from Ohio, I go back to Ohio either every other weekend or every third weekend to see my kids. When I left there, I made a promise to them that I would still see them as if I lived a mile down the road. So, yeah, I rack up some miles. I probably do a good 60 to 70,000 miles in a year.
I can imagine. Are you writing new songs now?
Oh, yeah. I'm always writing, trying to write. It's got to kind of be, I have to be in the mood. Something has to hit me, but I'm always making notes in my phone. I mean, you can scroll through my phone and see all kinds of notes. And it just sometimes you'll have a line in your head and it just comes to you real quick. The song Who Am I to Say came to me very fast. Lifetime on the Road was one of the very first songs I wrote a few years ago. And there's some other ones that come real fast. And then I have a couple songs that I've been working on for, one is 3 years I've been working on it. So it'll come eventually. I try to let it happen naturally.
I'm always interested in the creative process with musicians. We've had Bradley Hutchinson come in from Blue Jay, and he's talked a little bit about, you know, how he does things. If something comes to you and you're in the middle of doing something, will you stop right then and there if it's something and start taking notes on it, or do you kind of wait till later on to let it form?
I have pulled over on the side of I-70 before to at least get, you have, it seems to be when I'm driving is when it hits me the most. I'm just thinking, I don't listen to a lot of music while I'm driving, and is something will hit me and I'll get a chorus in my head or just a couple lines, and I gotta stop and try to let it develop a little bit. But sometimes it might be on my way to work. With the song Who Am I to Say, I was driving around the bypass around here on Mexico, and by the time I got to the office, it took 10 to 15 minutes to write.
Who are some of your musical influences, would you say?
Definitely Merle Haggard, as far as the songwriting. Waylon Jennings, just because he's Waylon. Guys that are playing now, definitely Cody Jinks and Whitey Morgan and that whole subgenre, whatever you want to call it. I hate labeling music. I think good music is good music. But, yeah, definitely Cody and those guys. Yeah, but as far as the older stuff, definitely Merle Haggard, Waylon Jennings, George Jones, all the good stuff.
No doubt about it. I'll tell you what, let's take a little bit of a break. I want to come back and talk to you a little bit about your song, Who Am I to Say?
Okay.
And talk about the process and what that means. And, you know, also let's talk about some of the places that you're going to be playing at here. Okay. I know that you're busy booked up for 2019. That's good news. So we'll take our first break on Public Perspectives. Our guest this morning, Tim Allen, local musician, AM 1340 KXEO.